Hi, guys, and welcome to My Ex Appeal, Your Everything Divorce podcast. My name is Joey Camaro, and I'm here with
Mandy Baker.
And we are the friends that you didn't know you needed. If you're listening again, welcome back. And if it's your first time, Mandy, welcome to the party, bitch.
Welcome to the party, bitch.
I don't know why that's so loud, but I did.
Joey and Mandy, everything divorce related. We can put the S back in your ex appeal. Joey and Mandy, the friends you didn't know you needed on My Ex Appeal and Everything Divorce Podcast.
So, Mandy.
Hey.
Part of our new series called Unhinged.
Perfect.
We're going to put a scenario out there. I mean, as our listeners, our eight listeners, I think we have eight now, right? As our eight listeners know, we are divorce coaches and divorce mediators. We're not attorneys, and we never give legal advice. So in this situation, it's a what would you do in this situation as far as if you were in mediation, you're negotiating with your soon-to-be ex, how would you handle this situation? Are you ready for the first situation?
I'm ready. Let's go.
And we really want our listeners to join in the conversation. So if you have a say or you would tell us what you would do, or maybe it's what you did do, go over to our YouTube channel, My Ex Appeal, and join the conversation there. You can comment. And if you want to not comment because you don't want people to know that you listen to our podcast, which is, you know, we get it, you can shoot us a DM on my_ex appeal. On Instagram, we won't say your name.
Or share your story. And then share your story. If you're going through something, let us know. And we can feature it on Unhinged and share what we would do.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is just our opinion. We're very opinionated people.
Yes.
And this is our opinion. So, scenario, Mandy.
Number one.
Okay. Let's say you're married to your spouse for 10 years.
Okay.
You have kids. They're about elementary school age. You both decide that you want to get a divorce. You're splitting assets. Not many assets to split. Debt is pretty much separate, right? Going into the, because when you split, you also split assets, and you also have to talk about splitting debt too. People don't understand that. So the only thing that's pressing is you owe money for your college loans. Now, you were not in college when you were married. Obviously, that happened before you got married. So these are college loans from before the marriage. However, now, because you've been married for 10 years, you've been raising kids, bills are piling up, you decided that it was more important to pay family bills, you know, the electric bill and everything like that, than pay your student loans. So you put off your student loans and you deferred your loans, or you're defaulted on loans, and now interest is piling up. And now you're at $150,000 in loans.
Whew.
Should your spouse help you with those loans? What would you do in that situation?
That's a great question. Because the education got you the job that helped you pay the bills for the family. And I agree. Student loans are going to be there, but they do rack up in interest. What I think I would do is I would, as painful as it would be, look at the bills that I paid. Look at the bills that, did they pay the same bills or did they split the bills?
We're paying certain bills.
Okay. So what I would do is I would look at all the bills that I paid and look at the bills that my spouse, soon to be ex-spouse, paid. And I would probably ask for half.
Okay. Oh, you'd ask for half.
I would ask for half of whatever I paid or whatever he paid to go towards those student loans.
Oh, half of the bills. So you're not saying give me half of
the student loan. No, okay. I'm saying giving half of the bills, because that for me, my understanding is that education is something I'm taking with me.
Oh, true. Okay. Good point.
You know, I don't have to split my education.
Mm.
right? So I'm going to be able to go do something with that because you don't lose that no matter what happens. So I would look at the bills electric bill versus the water bill, especially in Texas, electric bill is going to go high in the summer,
right,
to cool down the house, whereas the water bill might stay even. So if I've got the electric bill under me and I'm paying $700 in August for my electric bill and he's paying $200 for the water.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, give me half.
So you'd go through 10 years of bills?
I take a year.
Okay.
Times 10.
Yep.
And then average that out, whatever, and then go half.
Do you think, though, the other person should be responsible? Say you're the person who has the loans, right?
Right.
Should the other person be responsible because you decided not to pay those loans? What if you never went to that person and said, hey, I don't know if you know this, but I'm not paying my student loans because I'm paying bills. What if you like put yourself in the other seat now. Someone's coming at you saying, I have $150,000 in student loans. I need you to help me. Would you be like, you never taught? I didn't even know that it was getting like that.
If I didn't know that it was getting like that, then we definitely need to get divorced because what else don't I know?
Right.
You know, so there was lack of communication to begin with. So if we're flipping the script and now someone's coming at me asking me to pay half of the bills and I didn't know, I'm just trying to think through this, and I didn't know that your student loan had crept up to $150,000. I don't know. I might give you a percentage. I might give you 25% and then say, you got to work out the rest on your own because you are taking it with you. So that part of my brain doesn't go away.
Yeah.
Right. Like, what am I buying? I'm not buying anything. So yeah. I'd offer a percentage of the bills, but I wouldn't pay.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I know. Well, it's different when you're thinking about it from that seat, like the one who has to pay. You're like, wait a second. What if you did know, though? What if over the years, the person said, hey, I am struggling here. I'm trying to pay these particular bills and I'm defaulting on these loans now.
Depends on the relationship. Depends on everything else that we had on the table. But if we don't have a lot of assets to split, and we still have the kids to take care of, and they're in elementary school, so that's a long haul.
Right.
You know, you still have car, college, all the things for school. I think either way, I would offer something else up.
Right.
Part of my 401k, my IRA, maybe a little bit more on the house if we were selling the house, maybe a little bit more on the car if we were selling the car. I would give up something to try to even it out. But if you're coming at me and asking me, hey, I need $75,000 to pay off these student loans, absolutely not.
Right. So you're saying you'd give a little bit more, but definitely not. It's not cut in half. That's not really fair.
No, because I'm not getting anything out of it.
Yeah, because you're saying based off of the fact that you always have that education and you can
go, you know, prosper off of that.
Right. Yeah.
What would you do?
I actually didn't even think of that about leaving with that education. So there's a huge part of me that it's like, well, it's your debt. Too bad.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing would be, did we talk about it and did I choose to ignore it? Maybe.
Mm.
And do I have to come to terms with that? So if I'm sitting in the seat of the person who doesn't owe the loan, I would have to sit down and really take a good look at myself and say, okay, did he or she say this to me and I just chose to ignore it because I wanted nothing to do with it and I just wanted the bills paid?
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Or is it, you know, did this person never tell me that? And if they never told me that, well, then I say too bad. But in, we're talking mediation now. We're not talking about what anyone's entitled to. We're not talking about what a judge would say. We're talking, well, opinions and maybe what's in mediation is negotiations.
Negotiations, so yeah.
I would probably go the route down with you, say, okay, if I was the person who had the loans, you know, in my name, I would probably say, okay, can you help me in XYZ way? Or can we talk about like the house and things like that? I think that if you're married for a long time, especially like 10 years, and you have kids together, isn't it in your best interest to make sure that, say, you know, if it's me who has the loans, isn't it, and I'm married to you, Mandy, isn't it in your best interest that I'm, you know, say like the mother of your kids, mm-hmm. that I'm not going to end up mm-hmm. drowning in debt? And I can't, the kids are coming over to my house and they're eating mac and cheese because I'm paying off. Student loans are insane.
Oh, student loans are insane. And they're always there.
Right. So it's like, so maybe it's in your best interest to help me out a little bit. So mm-hmm. our kids are okay. Right.
Yeah. Or they have a better than not place to live. Because when you're in debt, everything piles up. Your credit score goes down. You can't qualify for certain things. And then all of a sudden your kids are going to the other spouse's house. That isn't up to par. And right. I think you said to me one time, Joey, in mediation, we want to make sure that someone's not living in a mansion versus a shack.
Right.
You know, so you want to make sure that everyone, and it's for the kids' sake. I mean, when you go into mediation, you got to think about that too.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of a loaded question in the fact that there's probably other things going on because mm-hmm. it's so, say I'm the one with the loans and I'm asking you to help, but you might be saying, but I'm completely strapped too, you know, because we're splitting up assets. Like there's no extra money to give because if I give you more money, so say I'm the person who doesn't have the loans. If I give you more money, then how am I going to go out and buy a house? How am I going to pay if I need that extra, you know, $40,000 or whatever it is? Well, I need that.
I think I would, in that case scenario, I think I would negotiate in mediation. Well, if that's the case, and now you know that I have $150,000 in loans, when the kids turn 16, and we know that car insurance is expensive, can you absorb that cost? Knowing that I'm paying down these loans in order to create a good life for our children.
Right. Or is that too far away to even think about kid turning 16 if you have elementary school kids?
It is, but it's not. Because that's when I went through my mediation and I was told the same thing. Don't mm-hmm. think about the cars. Don't think about the insurance right now. Now I'm blinking my eyes and my son's a year and a half away from being in driver's ed.
Oh, it goes fast.
It goes fast.
It really does go fast.
So to think about it and to go into mediation with that outline of, I have this debt. I'm going to have this bill for my child.
Right.
How do I pay this down knowing that this is coming?
Yeah.
You know, how do I even that out? So you can either absorb this for me in full, knowing that I'm paying this down so that I can still have my credit score go up so that I can live in this three-bedroom apartment or this 2,500-square-foot home. You know, you got to figure out how. And that's why, who was it? That's why financial planning comes into play.
To see what you can do.
To see what you can do and to see how to even that whole thing out.
Because now you're in charge of your finances.
Yeah.
And even if you get remarried, In my view, this is totally my personal opinion. I think that a bonus parent is there for support. But if the other parent is still in the child's life, that is still the other parent's responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, to take care of things financially for the children, whereas the bonus parent is there for emotional support and just someone else to bounce ideas off of and protection and things like that.
Yeah, things get a little bit different when somebody else comes into the picture. That's for sure. Anyway,
but not when you're in mediation. You're not thinking like that. You're not thinking, oh, my future spouse. You know, you're not thinking that way.
No, you're just trying to get through it.
Yeah, just like you don't go into a marriage thinking you're going to get divorced.
Right, you're not thinking like that. But it does happen quite often. So I mean, it probably isn't a bad thing to think about it. But I think my My initial reaction, if somebody asked me for money, my initial reaction is no.
But that's not,
that's without thinking.
Right. Well, and that's without a mediator going, now hang on, Joey.
Right.
Let's look at this.
Let's think about this.
Let's think this through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to know. I would love to know other people's opinions on that, because I would love to know if there's people out there that are just like, no, it has nothing to do with me. It was before me. That's your problem. You should have planned better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that too.
Or if somebody, what the heck was that? Did you hear that noise? That was weird. Or if somebody just is like, no, I get it. Like, you should help.
And I think that also goes back to how you're coming into mediation. Do you hate each other?
Right.
Or are you doing this because you just grown apart?
Right.
Like,
are you just like, sometimes people are so done with the other person that they're like, my name isn't attached to that, that's your debt before you came in. I am done with you.
I'm done with it.
So. Yep. I guess there are some other scenarios, but I would love to hear from anyone else. So please chime in on what you would do. I think it's a great conversation. Put yourself in the situation and just see what you would do. Just offer up your opinion. But obviously there's laws in place for things, and judges sometimes have to make an ultimate decision for people if they can't decide themselves, which is...
Sometimes it's 50-50, right? It's when you go into a courtroom, you're not guaranteed to win.
No.
Or get what you want.
Right. Exactly. So, but it is definitely a crazy scenario to be in going into a marriage. And, you know, and that's why a lot of times you have to have these conversations when you first get married.
Absolutely.
What debt do you have? How is that going to get paid off? What happens when things get sticky? Like, you know, down the road when we start having kids and you have this debt, are you going to be able to pay it? I mean, it's a good conversation to have. In hindsight, what do they say? Hindsight is 20/20. I mean, okay, great. Now you know that you should have had that conversation, but you know, here we are. So
here we are.
Anything else, Mandy, that you want to?
I don't think so. Not on that one.
Okay. All right. Well, I like your opinion.
I like yours.
You changed mine a little bit, I'm going to say.
Well, I like how confident you are to say no. I do. I love that.
Nah, I'm good. Mm-mm. I'm a reactive person though.
I'm a fix your face person.
Okay. So you're not reactive. You think.
I'm learning to think through it.
Okay.
And then I'm definitely that person who sits in bed and goes, damn it, I should have said that.
Oh, see, I'm opposite. I say it and say, damn it, I shouldn't have said that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm reactive, meaning I would just be like, no, fuck you.
Yeah. No.
But that's not right.
Well, I'm more of a, I'm such a people pleaser. So I'm more of a, I'll put myself last and then I'll go home and I'll be like, screwed myself. Damn it.
Yeah. Well, good thing we're opposite.
Yeah.
Works out.
It does.
Okay, so join the conversation. Head over to My Ex Appeal on YouTube and comment. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button.
Hit a button.
And if you would rather join the conversation in private, you can always send us a DM. We won't say your name. It's fine.
No,
we never do that.
Never do that. And don't forget to ask our opinion. That's all it is. Everybody has one.
And we're diverse coaches. We can help. That's what we do. So,
and we're opposite, so you're getting two different opinions.
No shit, Mandy. Oh my God. So that's good to know.
Okay, guys. We will see you next time on My Ex Appeal.
Talk to
listening.
You later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks to our listeners, sponsors, and our lawyers on My Ex Appeal and everything divorce podcast.